You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today we're talking about how to scale your business with group coaching. If you've been coaching one-to-one for a while and you're wondering how to scale your business, then moving into group coaching is one option. By the end of this episode, you'll have clarity on how group coaching works, why it's so powerful, and how it can accelerate your business growth. Now let's start with how group coaching works. And let me just say that right now, maybe you're thinking to yourself, oh, I don't think groups could ever be my thing. I just love the one-to-one. Absolutely, you might be feeling like that now, but please be open to the fact that they could be a later thing for you once you have enough experience and confidence as a coach. Groups are really interesting. And I want to talk to you about this from the perspective of you as the coach and also from the clients that you're working with. If you're a coach working with groups, then you need to have certain skills in order to facilitate groups. For example, you need to learn how to ask a few broad questions in the session and invite the groups to discuss their idea, maybe write down their own goals and or insights around those things. So instead of having lots and lots of questions and reflections in a one-to-one session, you're just asking three or four or five questions and the group discusses and writes some things down. So the group does the thinking together, but you can also create silence in the session for people to write down their own individual thoughts and answers. Another skill you need to develop is the skill of helping everyone have a chance to speak and be heard, while keeping the more boisterous people attended to but not dominating the conversation. And that can be a little trickier, but there are some skills that you can learn to manage those different personality types. You also need to be able to keep the focus of the session keep to time so that you deliver the value of the session and also give respect to the audience and their time and their needs and what else they have. Running over time with groups isn't very professional, and people are going to feel irritated if they have other appointments to go to. You know what it's like when you go to the doctors and the doctor's late, you think, oh, I'm waiting 45 minutes for you and I'm paying you $100 for this session and it's an hour late. It doesn't feel good, right? So keeping the focus of the session, being able to park tangential conversations and come back to the main points is really important. So that's for you as a coach, what the work is. And it might be an 8-week group or a 10-week group, or it could be some sort of an ongoing group, in other words, a membership. So there's two types of groups. There's that one with a defined period, which I really like because it's not too onerous a commitment. And then there is the ongoing version of that, which is a membership. So what about the client's point of view in all of this? After all, when you're running a business that's based on relationships, you need to be thinking about what the client wants. Well, for clients, groups are rarely a forever thing because people come to groups to get a result, and normally they either get the result and they leave, or they don't get the result and they leave, or they outgrow the group and leave, or they lose focus with all the other things in their life and leave. That is, other things become more important. So when I'm talking about this, this is normally a longer period group. You can usually get people to come to 8 or 10 group sessions. Beyond that, or whether an ongoing membership style group, it can be a little harder to retain people for the reasons I've just described. And think about this for yourself. Maybe there are people that you follow on podcasts or on social media or whatever, and you follow them for a while, and then at some point you think, they're not for me anymore. We're going in different directions. I've outgrown this. It's a normal thing, right? So groups, long-term groups, can operate that way as well. It's a natural part of the buying cycle. Readiness to change peaks at certain points in time for all of us, and that's where our enthusiasm and commitment is to a group or even an individual coaching program. Another thing to think about if you're scared about people losing people from your group, your membership, is that as a coach, you're helping your clients become self-empowered and self-responsible. You're not empowering them. You're helping them become self-empowered and self-responsible. So at some point, they won't need you anymore. They'll be able to do new things consistently on their own. And that's actually a mark of your success as a coach. Some membership style groups do persist. Why is that? What is it about those groups that allows them to keep going for the long term? Well, there's like-minded people that love being together for further growth. There's a continual stream of new people coming in with that same problem who feel supported by the group, and that creates a mentor-mentee relationship amongst the group. Maybe people in the group have a problem that is painful and difficult to manage on a day-to-day basis that requires really long-term support, or maybe people lapse back into the problem and keep coming back or stick around to help them avoid that lapse. A really great example is grey area drinking. We know that drinking alcohol affects health, self-worth, productivity, and relationships. So it affects a lot of things in life. And it is a big pain point that can disrupt daily life and be hard to be consistent with because there are so many social and other triggers for drinking. It might take 6 months for somebody to feel like they're sober or longer. And it might take more than a year for somebody to trust themselves to remain sober. And once you're sober, that's great. But you might keep feeling pulled back into it, or you might really want to be a role model to others and help them stay on track. So all of those sort of psychological aspects can keep somebody in a group, present in the group and active in a group. And that's more like a long-term membership style group as opposed to a group program. So let's now talk about why group coaching is so powerful as compared with one-to-one. Yes, one-to-one coaching is wonderful and it can be transformative. But group coaching takes that to another level. And one way to think about this is watching a movie. Now imagine you're at home, it's a Friday night, you flick on a DVD and you're watching this movie on your own. And that's a good movie, it's an action movie and it's got a few funny bits and you're really enjoying it and it's comfortable and you're relaxed. Imagine going to the cinema to watch that movie. It's pitch black, there's surround sound, speakers are booming. The cinema's packed, it's a huge audience, and everyone's laughing and getting a fright and shrieking all at the same time. It's this atmosphere. Totally different experience. And groups leverage emotional contagion. They create an energy that's attractive and appealing. Groups create a connection and a bond between members. They're there for a common purpose. They share values. And in terms of education, what's really interesting is that there's a study that shows that group education is more effective where there's peer support, as in the peer support is more effective or as effective for learning and insight as facilitated support in the group. So you actually learn at least as much from your peers as you do from the facilitator. I think the other thing about group coaching that's fantastic is that it presents multiple points of view. So it's easier to gain a broader perspective and to feel like you're not alone and to learn of many other ways to overcome your challenges by listening into what others are doing. So how can group coaching accelerate business growth? Well, it's probably pretty obvious, but when you're moving from income in a one-to-one setting into a one-to-many setting, you're earning much more money per session. For example, if you run a group of five people, then you're earning five times as much in that session. If you have a group of 10 people, then you're earning 10 times as much in that session. It's a pretty simple equation. And that begs the question, well, how big should the group be? Technically, a group is two or more people. So if you're curious about groups, you could start with just two or three people and get used to the dynamics. I think small groups of up to 10 are best because it's easier to have intimate conversations and give everyone that chance to speak and be heard. And that worked really well in my own weight loss business in a small country town. Each school term, I ran an 8-week group program. I would have four different groups of 10 people. So a Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday morning, two groups on the Tuesday night. And a few individuals who wanted more privacy and personal conversation. And I managed to fully book that program for 3 years until I decided to pivot my niche and move online in 2016. But I had people coming back and referring friends over and over again. You can run larger groups, but they're less personal and less interactive. And that's where the peer support may become more important, and you need to have really good skills at facilitating. I personally like to define group coaching as up to 10 people. And beyond that, I feel like it's more an interactive workshop. That's what I would call the distinction between the two. So in that larger group setting, you'd be using tools and strategies like asking the audience to fill in worksheets. For example, you're discussing a vision and they've all got a vision worksheet that they write their own notes on. You might facilitate discussion by asking people to put their hand up to have a one-to-one conversation in that group setting. And you could also use small breakout groups for peer discussion and activities, which you walk around and observe and comment on. So it's a very different dynamic once you get over about 10 or 12 people. Beyond creating a group and earning more money per session, groups probably mean you're likely to earn more money over time. Why is that? Well, because groups tend to stay together for camaraderie and support to stay on track. So now I'm talking about a membership more than anything. And one great example of this is Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers started in New York in 1963, and it's still operating worldwide today. Part of the reason that longevity is so easy to acquire and maintain in membership style groups like that with peer support is that group members tell their friends about the support and the value that they're getting, and they invite their friends to come along. And if the program you're running or the membership you're running is fantastic, then growth can be exponential, much more easily so in an online environment where people can access your group from anywhere in the world. So let's wrap up what we've discussed today. I've given a big overview, not too much detail, but a big broad overview on group coaching as one way to scale and grow your business and revenue. And it's a natural progression from one-to-one coaching. When you understand how groups work and why they're so powerful, it's a no-brainer to turn to this business model to build your business. I hope that's been helpful. And if you want to get some support to figure out whether group coaching or a membership could be helpful for you, hit me up on the contact page of my website. Thanks for listening and see you next time. Bye for now.